Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Ayin Zayin, mitzvah number 77. As we continue, the mitzvahs related to Beis Din. As we'll see, there are a number of halachas included in this mitzvah on Beis Din, but the title, the main one that the Chinuch categorizes it as, Shelo Yilmad Chova Mishalimet Zchus Tchila B'dinei Nefashos. If somebody, one of the dayanim, starts off in a court case, and he is on the defense side, he really thinks that the person is innocent, then he's not, and he's pushing that cheetah, he's not allowed to change over. Shelo yilamid chova, he's not allowed to change over to the other side. Because once he starts off with zchus, there's obviously a certain merit to the argument, and therefore he has to try to push that side. Also, one of the mitzvahs related to the larger concept of v'hitzilu ha'eda, as we had yesterday, not following din nefashis by one, and other mitzvahs as we will see. So says the chinuch, shelo yelech, so even that specific halacha that he titles the mitzvah is not going to come up right away, but you'll see it come up soon. Shelo yelech echad min adayanim achar das dayan echad gadol. That, the first part of the mitzvah, he describes it as a judge should not go after a greater judge, or afilu achar das harov, or even after the majority, which will be tomorrow's mitzvah, as Hashem following the majority, al tzad sheyaminu l'chivu l'zikui, mibali sheyadavar muvan etzlo besichlo. If a judge does not have clarity in his mind about the halacha, he shouldn't just go along with what other people are saying or what the other great judge says. Even if he's a great judge, even if it's the Av Beis Din, if I don't agree with it, if it's not as clear to me, I can't just go along with it. V'im hu din ha-tali b'gzeras ha-kasav, and if it's a din that's tali on a pasuk, o mitzad gzeras shavo, o hekish, o sheyodeya osohu, that he knows, v'lo yislach v'yiftach alechem an adayanim, you can't rely on another one of the judges, v'lo alarov, not even on the majority. Shenemar, all of the halachas that we're going to talk about today come out from the pasuk, v'lo sa'ane al-riv lintos. Don't answer on the argument to turn. What does that mean? Again, it's a very difficult pasuk to translate. That's why Chazal learned so many halachas from the pasuk. Rotzel omar, lo tomar lariv davar lintos. Klora mitzah netiyah levad. Don't say something about a riv, about an argument, lintos, to turn. Meaning, if you don't know, I have no idea. But that's what they're saying. That's what the Av Beis Din says. That's what must be right. No. You're not allowed to paskin like that. That's an isser upon a dayan to paskin if he doesn't have clarity of the issue. Like we said yesterday even, and 2 days ago, there's a concept of a din maruma. If a dayan thinks something's fishy, then he's not allowed to paskin. He has to recluse himself. He has to say, I'm sorry, I can't paskin. Something's not right here. That's what a dayan has to do. So similarly here, if he's not sure about the halacha, he's not allowed to paskin. Achar divrei dayan echad gadol o achar arov v'lo mitzad havan asra. If it's not based on your own understanding. O shetirtza lahachrish b'masha b'libcha al adin. Or you know, but you don't want to say it. Ulahatos achar divrei emotasu kein. One is not allowed to do that. Lashon mechilta. And that's the first halacha that's learned out in this mitzvah from the Medrash. Losan al rivlintos. Shalo tomar. Don't say dai she'eye karav ploni. I'm sticking with Rabbi so-and-so, whatever he says. No, if you're a dayan, you're one of the 23. So, emar mashabo lefanecho, you have to say what's in front of you. Yochal avdinim. Mamanis kin tabalom ha'achar rav mahatos. Okay, specific din. Again, the differences we mentioned yesterday between nefashas and mamanis. So this applies by nefashas, I shouldn't just go along with it. So this is also connected to the mitzvah that's going to come up later in the Torah, in Sefer Dvarim, and that's the mitzvah of Zakin Mamre. We know Zakin Mamre, the dayan of the Sanhedrin, that paskins against his friends, and he gets outvoted, and he goes home, and he still tells everybody to follow him. So the Aveira there isn't paskining against his friends. The Aveira isn't that you were outvoted. If you think a certain daya, you're one of the Sanhedrin, you're one of the greatest 71 rabbis of the generation, you have to say what you believe. Once you're outvoted, then we have to accept the system and say, okay, I can't go up and tell everybody to paskin like I paskin. In the days before, there was one unified Sanhedrin. In the days of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Gemara says in Shabbos, in the 19th Perek, maybe they used to eat basar of Pachalaf. And other people, the Tanner of Belaz, the Gemara says, they used to do machshirei meal on Shabbos also. But once we have a Beis Din that decides, makes decisions for all of Klal Yisrael, so then the Dayanim have to paskin what they believe. But once they're outvoted, they can't tell everybody to follow their own shita. That is number one element learned from this pasuk. But then we have number two element, which is the what is learned out from what he titles the mitzvah. Ubaze halav atzmo nechlau sham alamid zchus bedine nefashes lo yachsev ilamid chova. Once somebody is malamid zchus, if he goes to the side of innocence, he can't change his mind. Even if he thinks, but he can't, he has to still focus and try to prove the innocence. B'masha amar lo sana rivlintos, klomar, lo yeh dvarcho lahatos oso lechova. Don't turn lechova. So once you go l'schus, you can't go lechova. This is a mitzvah say, the chinuch counts it, as well as the Rambam. If you look in the minyan mitzvahs akatzar, we know there's the minyan mitzvahs, as we mentioned many times, we've quoted from the sefer mitzvahs of the Rambam. Hasagos on that is from the Ramban. But if you look right before Mishnah Torah, printed with sefer Mada, is what's called the minyan hakatzar. It's the short list, but there's one line to every mitzvah. One line. So there, the Ravid has asagas. On the main minyan mitzvahs, the Ramban has asagas. That's the main one. It's much more elaborate. But the minyan hakatzar is right before Mishnah Torah. So that is that's the minyan hakatzar. So there on this mitzvah, the Rambam in Reish Pei Gimel says, Shalo yomar chova, misha limeid schus tchila, bedina nefashis. Now I'll let it switch. And on that, the Ravid says, Ein zeklum, shahare bigmar din choser. Says the Ravid, I'm sorry, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. Why? Because at the Gemar Din, right before the decision is made, you know what the halacha is? If I think the guy's chayiv, I'm allowed to change. It's only during the deliberations that if I started being on the side of innocence, I have to continue to fight for that side. But if at the end of the process, I am convinced that the guy's chayiv, that's what I have to paskin. So it says the Ravid, how could you count this then as a separate mitzvah? You're not allowed to change, you're allowed to change. So obviously the Rambam knows that halacha. The Rambam paskins like that halacha. But obviously the Rambam is talking about there's a mitzvah during the time. The Rambam knows that Gemara Din you're allowed to change. But during the deliberations, there's a separate mitzvah losa say. That's how you keep it. But the Ravid thinks that it's all one package. The Kesef Mishnah right there, there's a Kesef Mishnah on the Minyan HaKatzar. The Kesef Mishnah says, Ein yodeh, lama kasef kain. Kidem shekodeh Gemara Din in yoyach lachzer bo, v'humei advarim shebi din mamazin nefashas, lama lo yimne mitzvah. What's the problem? What's the Ravid jumping on? So you have to figure out the lundis. There's no halachic difference between the Rambam and the Ramban, but between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid that was very emotional here, like he always is, says, Ein ze klum, right? He thinks there's something important here that he needs to put his foot down. Okay, that is the terms of this mitzvah. Interesting, if you think about it, there is a concept that is kind of the opposite concept of this mitzvah. This mitzvah is, if I am mizak, if I am on the side of schus, I can't be machayef. We have another concept where if something is mechayiv, you're not allowed to use it to be mezakeh. What's that? Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chavav, you're not allowed to use a shofar of a cow. Why aren't I allowed to use the shofar of a cow? The Mishnah says, Kol shofar is kserim chutz mishal para. All shofars are kosher except for a para. The Mishnah gives one reason, because that's called a keren. That's not called a shofar. But the more famous reason given in the Gemara is, Ein kategar nasa sanegar. The prosecutor cannot be turned into the defense. Meaning the power, the egel azov. You're going to take a shofar of a cow and use it to do the mitzvah? No. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not interested. That's stained. Permanently stained. And that's why the Kohen Gadol has to take off his special golden clothing before he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, because Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar. The other, that's why he only wears the four, not the eighth, going into the Kodesh Kadashim. So what is that principle? The Kategar, the prosecutor, cannot be used for the defense. What is our mitzvah? Our mitzvah is that the defense cannot be the prosecutor. You can't change until the end. So it's kind of the opposite. The question just on Ahara and that Gemara, Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar, we all know that Gemara. The question is, but we find sometimes, this week's parsha, the next five parshias, right, the Mishkan, the Egel, many Midrashim say that the Mishkan is a kapara for the Egel. It's a question whether you say the Torah, the parshias are in order. But according to Rashi, the Mishkan is a kapara for the Egel. So, and the gold of this is used for the gold of that. So what do you mean? Ein kategar nasa sanegar. So it's an important ha'ara of the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner on that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chavav, the Aruch Laner says that you only say Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar when it's not specifically a kapara for a specific aveira. If I take an item that I use for an aveira, and I'm going to do tshuva with this exact item, that's tshuva. That's tshuva gemura. What does the Rambam say? What's tshuva gemura if you're in the same exact spot, in the same exact situation, the same exact everything, and you don't do the aveira? That's tshuva gemura. So that's, you don't say Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar in that case. Says the Aruch Laner, Devadai, Hadavar Shehuva Lekapara Al Davar Ba'atzmo, Bazelo Shaya Kategar, Dekein Derech Hatshuva Shleim of Amitis, Lashuv Me Oso Davar Shechata Bo, Adarach Shomer Bo So Makom, Uboso Shav V'chulu. What's v'tshuva kazu? He sanegar vaday. Kamosha amruz donas nasu kizchuyos. But avol b'masha loba lechaparas avona egel. Rak letzorach acher. But if it's for something different, like the big day kohen gadol, what does that have to do with the kapara here? Or what does the egel have to do with shofar specifically? The mitzvah shofar neshoshana. Then you say ein kategar nasa sanegar. But that is a kind of opposite idea to what we have in this mitzvah. But again, a kategar nasa sanegar is like a kohen who's a murderer. Because a murderer is not allowed to duchen. We discussed about that halacha in the past. In kategor nasa sanegar. Or the Ramban, interesting Ramban in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin. Ramban says that, you know what, you know how you know that Kodesh Baruch Hu was happy with Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the luchos? Because he told Moshe to put the broken luchos into the Aron. This week's parasha! Last week's parasha, this week's parasha, right? The Aron has the broken luchos. If it was a chait, that the Moshe broke the luchos, ein kategar nasa sanegar. What would they be doing in the Aron? That's the Ramban in Shabbos Pei Zayin telling me also a riot ein kategar nasa sanegar. Okay, back to our case. But our mitzvah is that once you did chova, that once you do schus, you cannot turn chova. The opposite case. Ukemo chenech labo, continuing the chenech. What else is in this mitzvah? Ein poskim din nefashos lechova. When you start off a case of din nefashos, capital crimes, the halacha is you always start off with the defense. That's the halacha. You always start off with defense because there's only one time to make a first impression. So you always let the first impression be made l'schus, not l'chova. V'yavah pirish kein, lotan al riv lintos. Klomar, lo yeh pesach t'varecha l'hatos oso l'chova. Again, turn to the bad. Don't start it off turning to the bad. K'al karchene v'tchilas din, yeshlon l'farish oso, v'son v'tchilas din. They have to start off properly. Continuing, next paragraph. Uchamoche, shamanu izeh, also halav, she'ein maschil lebedin nefashis ben agadol. Ela shalamate emenu. Yagid tchila daita. We discussed this in Parsha Shir 2 weeks ago. When you start off a case of din nefashis, the smallest dayan gives his opinion first. Because if the biggest dayan gave his opinion, then everybody else would have their hands tied. They wouldn't want to paskin. So when we say, maschilim in atzad, you always start from the smallest dayan. If you remember, that's what we spoke about in Mishpatim, that was the Vilna Gaon, who said that was the problem of Zechariah ben Avkulis. He had such humility that he screamed out in the sugya bar kamsa. He said he gave his opinion, but he was really the gadol hador, and therefore they couldn't say anything after him. So that's why the halacha is by din nefashis, we say maschilin min hatzad ki bala. And why? Where do you get that from? The zelosan al riv kamal rav. Even though the pasuk is pronounced al riv, it's as if it says al rav ki bala yudu nechlev is written without the yud. Klomar losana al gadol elohu yana elecha. Don't answer. Don't argue with the gadol. He will answer for you. Shatadad abatchila by the nefashis. First, the gadol, by nebamidus, the gadol goes first, but by nefashos, the gadol goes last. Kol leila hadvarim, lamanu milosan al riv linto, says the chinuch, this is one of the, all of these things, four or five different halachas, they're all in the larger rubric of, by din nefashos, we always try to fulfill v'hitzilu ha'eda. Always try to save the guy. Ultimately, if it comes down to it, we're going to put the guy to death once every 7 years, once every 70 years, whatever the case may be. But we really try v'tzilu ha'eda. The Inyan says we learn all these different halachas from it. How do you learn so many halachas from one pasuk? Says the chinuch. The Inyan says, this is a very important paragraph of the chinuch. So it's the Yesodas Dik Judaism paragraph. The inyan zeh mikoach chachmas haTorah sheyesh lo havin midavar echad mimena kama dvarim. This is the wisdom of the Torah that you learn want many things from one pasuk. V'zeh shamer zecharin levracha. This is what Chazal say in a medrash. Shivim panim yesh la Torah. There are 70 faces to the Torah. Lefisha yodeya Elokim ki ha'am mekabli haTorah bezanugusam al haderech shenitztavu ba. Hashem knows that the nation that He commanded the Torah to, yunachonim ala chachmev ala tfuna, they will use their wisdom. V'yavinu ba'kal atzarech lahem elanagas ha'olam. Sasem lahem advarim bimakomos. Because they will use their wisdom to understand the Torah, Hashem dafka left psukim unclear, left them ambiguous. Umaso lahem apirush al yad asir saragado. And he gave the commentary with the great middleman, Moshe Rabbeinu, Asher Beineyem Uveino, V'lo Nitna Babilos Rechavos Yoser. He didn't write more words. Hashem could have written more words. He could have written a bigger Torah. No. I'll write this amount of Torah, and you figure out all these halachas from less psukim. Lefi Shekol Miloseha Gizuros Umechuyavos Becheshbonan Uvitsurasan Lios Kacha. Every word, every letter of the Torah is exact, and is meant to teach us a number of items. Ki milvad mashmos mitzvah seha yikarosha and mevinim ba. Besides the precious mitzvahs that we understand, nechlolu ba chachmas goes before us. We don't even understand and realize the wisdom of every letter in the Torah, as the pasuk says that the Torah. Though as the Medrash says, Shehibet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baras HaOlam, the Torah was even created before the world was created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. Stakha Barasa Bara Alma, there's so much in the Torah that we don't understand. But even that what we do understand, there are so many layers. There's, of course, the Pshutal Shel Mikra, but so many other layers, and therefore we can learn so many halachas from one pasuk, darshan it in different ways. Okay, if you have one extra letter, you can learn one halacha from it. The Gemara says, you already used that up. How do you learn this? But here we're just darshaning the psukim in different ways. Losan al-Riv, Losan al-Rav, all different ways. The Chinuch mentions this principle of Shivim Panim HaTorah in a number of mitzvahs. He mentions it in three other places. You want to look it up in Tzadik Hei, Shin Nun Zayin, and Shin Ayin Dalet. Four places he quotes the concept of Shivim Panim HaTorah. But I just wanted to share with you a tshuva. A tshuva which mentions Shivim Panim HaTorah. This is an amazing tshuva of the Radvaz. Radvaz in Chela Gimel. It's tshuva 1068. Elef Samaches. The Radvaz was asked, why aren't there nekudos in the Sefer Torah? Wouldn't that make it much easier for Bali Kriya? Just write nekudos. What's wrong with nekudos? If you have nekudos in a Megillah, it doesn't passle it. So why aren't there nekudos in the Torah? That's the Misora. But is there a Svara? Why aren't there nekudos? It would have been much simpler. Says the Radvaz, you know what the Shaila you're asking? It's the Shaila of the Gemara in Shabbos. The Shaila that the Malachim asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We've done this Gemara. Remember what the Malachim said? Asked Hashem, Hashem, why are you giving the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu? We want the Torah. Gemara says in Shabbos in the Pays. Amar Malach Esharis. Hashem says to Moshe, you answer. So Moshe says, how do I answer? Hashem says, hold on to my Kisi HaKavod and answer them. He holds on to the Kisi HaKavod. And then Moshe turns to them and says, hey Malachim, Lo Tirtzach, does that apply to you? Lo Tinach, does that apply to you? Right? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, does that apply to you? Malachim are like, no, sorry. So what are you asking the Torah for? Like, okay, fine. So he took the Torah down. That's the Gemara. The Kasha that the Velt asks. What were the Malachim thinking? They knew what it says in the Torah. What was the Havamina? That the Torah was going to stay in Shamayim. Says the Radvaz, what many Achronim answer. It didn't say that in Shamayim. In Shamayim, all the Torah, as the Ramban writes in the Akdama to the Torah, is Shmos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Spells out Shem Hashem. It was all one big word. From Beis of Bracious through Lamed of Yisrael. It was one continuum. So the Malachim read it differently. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, Hashem wants the Torah to be interpreted this way. Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinach. That was the Havamina that the Malachim wanted it. But said, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu answered, though, the Malachim. But what's the deeper message, says the Radvaz, because the Torah can be read in so many different ways. Yes, we have the way we interpret it in order to get normative halacha. But the messages of the letters run so much deeper. If there would be nekudos for the words, that would limit how we would be able to darshan the psukim. And therefore, the Torah, Hashem, with His infinite wisdom, wanted to give flexibility in terms of darshaning the Torah, and therefore, He left it out. V'adavar yadua, ki ha'osi, here where it's it, ki tzibah ha'kal yisal shi'atub as ha'torah below nekudos v'ta'amim, kasher ha'isa be'emunah ito yisparach, so it remains in its pristine state, k'dei she'yiu ba'shtei krios, ruchnius v'gashmius, k'dei she'misha yachol lahasig yasig, so that whoever wants to delve into the secrets, can delve into the secrets. And he says, you know, Yishma Mashmos Harbeit, Sirufim Shonim, Krios, Hefchios, Balachin Loninu, Anakudos, Vatamil, Lachazi, Vesever Torah, Vecholu. In a Chumash, you have to write it, because Eistha Asos Hashem, Eferu Terasecha. But ultimately, you don't write it. And Vimnidkad, Sefer Torah, Hayelo, Gvul, Vishir, Kedimyon Achomer, Shihigielo, Tsura Yedua, Velohaya Efshalo, Leos Nidrash, Kim Lafia Nikud, Amasuyan, Bosa Teva. But because the Sefer Torah is Balu, Lumuva, Bekomen, Ishlemus, that's why it's left out. Ulafiha, Hamar Chazal, Shivim Panama Torah, Vehavain. He ends off with our line, our measure of the Chinuch quotes. We also have this as well. I don't have time to read it now, but the Hakdama to the Igros Moshe. Rav Moshe Nachdama, remember, talks about the Gemara in Maseches Menachos, Daf Chav Tes, where Rabbi Akiva is darshaning every little tag, every little crown on the letters. So, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, what is he doing? Every little tag, every little crown on the letters, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Moshe Feinstein goes on to explain about Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, Moshe ad Moshe ad Moshe, lokom kamoshe. So that Moshe darshans that those letters are meant to teach us something. Shivim panim, even to every tag of the Torah. Okay, good. So the Chiddush just also quoted at the end. This is one of the items created before the Torah was created. The Gemara sees quoted. He's alluding to a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Dalid, where the Gemara there says there were seven things created before the world was created. Torah is first on the list. Torah, Tshuva, Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisi HaKavod, Beis HaMikdash, Ushmo Shel Mashiach. The seven items that were created before the Torah. Let's do a little bit more. Misharshi Mitzvah Zu. We didn't think this was so exciting, such a mitzvah. Chov and Schus, there's a lot here. Kimo Shamanu Tchila, right? What's the shorash of the mitzvah? Shalo Yelech Echem Minada Yamacha Chaveirav, that a judge doesn't follow his friends. Ela Yavin Advar Me'atzmo, he should try to figure it out himself. It comes out because, you know what, if you're quiet, then ultimately everybody might follow one person, and you won't get to the correct judgment. Understand this. Hashem didn't say that court should be one person. That's not the ultimate court. All courts, 3, 23, 71, okay, there might be exceptions, a yachin mumche, but ultimately that's not lechatchila. It's supposed to have more than one. Aval b'din mamosh, yidili shavon, okay, maybe my mamon is where you can give it back if you make a mistake. Okay, but more than that, Hashem does, even if you're a gadol hador, even if you're a gadol hador, you can't judge cases singularly. Right? He doesn't quote it here, but he must be alluding to a Mishnah in Perkei Avos. The Mishnah in Perkei Avos says, in Perek Dalin, Mishnah Ches or Mishnah Yud, depending on your version, Hu Aya Omer, Al Tihi Don Yechidi, don't judge alone. She'ein Don Yechidi Ela Echad. Because only one judges alone. Capital O. Only one judges alone. And if you look in Irving Bunim, in his Pirish on Pirkei Avos, he says, no matter how qualified you may be, you are still human. Inevitably, you may fail to see a whole picture in all of its aspects. Your view may be tinged by some kind of bias. Only the supreme ruler of the world has the ability to judge by himself, and so he alone has the right to do so. As for you, if you cannot always see all sides or phases of a judicial picture, pool your vision with the thoughts of others. Let them judge with you. V'chulin, he continues to say, even on a deeper level, do you know every element of the family, of the background, of what's behind this person in his mind? Ultimately, Al Tahi Don Yechidi Ela Echad. Right? That's what the Chinuch is saying here. So you have to say what you believe. Oh, he says this, that's what I'm going to say. In a case of in a court system, you have to say what you believe. You might be outvoted, but you have to say what you believe, and this is ultimately for the good of the defendant. Skip a line. This is because Hashem loves us. Derech mashal, and he even gives the mashal. As we are called children. Imagine, he says, if a person has 100 children, and he puts them in a city, and he says that you have to make rules in the city, and he makes the rule, if somebody hits their friend, they're going to be punished. And the one of them hits their friend. So he says, ultimately, that's what you have to do. But you know what? Try to find a way out that he's not going to be punished. Maybe he was upset. Maybe he had a bad day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives all these, we're all his kids. Ultimately, it has to be a court system. Ultimately, there are Dal and Mises Bezdin. But Hashem does everything he can. Maybe he had this. Maybe it was extenuating circumstances. Maybe this. He gives, try to weigh it on the side of erring for innocence. And then he says in the next paragraph, which is something we discussed already, the mitzvah applies to men and not women. What about Devorah? Devorah was a shofetes that we discussed a few days ago. All the answers that Tosfos and Baba Kama and Nida give. If somebody violates this mitzvah, the Chinuch and Zohar says again, he violates, but he does not get malchus because it is a lav she'ein bo maisa. You're not doing something. So it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, but this is all related to the mitzvah Ayin Zayin that somebody testifies, somebody discusses l'schus, he then should not change l'chova and other mitzvahs included. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we get to the mitzvah of following the majority of Rov. Talk about all the different types of Rov there are in the world. Okay, we'll stop here. Tonight is Parsha Shir. See you then.